Welcome to Snacks for the Brain from the Vanderbilt University Center for Science Outreach. Snacks for your brain. Snacks for my brain. Snacks for our brains. Snacks for the brain. This is Scott Merrick. This Snacks for the Brain hopes to introduce you to a science teaching resource that is remarkably rich and widely underutilized. I'm talking about science songs, folks. Last week, Wired Magazine's RSS feed popped a news item called Pop Goes the Science Song into my Yahoo Start page. It's all about University of Washington lecturer Dr. Greg Crowther and his original songs designed to help his students learn about science. In response to my email query, Dr. Crowther kindly gave his permission to include his songs in Snacks for the Brain. So let's get right down to it with Glucose Glucose. That's Glucose Glucose by Dr. Greg Crowther, and that's performed by the group Science Groove. I ran into my good friend Rocky Alvey today, and he took me to lunch at Chez Jose, a Brentwood Mexican eatery, and over gigantic burritos, we discussed his efforts in the area of science songs. Rocky is the superintendent at the Vanderbilt Dyer Observatory, and is a good friend of mine, also a very talented songwriter, into quite a lot of things, as you'll hear in this brief interview that we recorded, with a lot of live background noise, but I kind of like it. I hope it's not too obnoxious to you. Enjoy your conversation.
Hey, before we do the conversation, why don't we listen to a song? This is called We Can See the Blues by Rocky Alvey. Hit it, boys!
The electromagnetic spectrum is making a lot of waves. You know that they go from radio to energetic gamma rays. But you can see the blues and all the visible hues. Well, the colors of the rainbow are the energies that we use. Can't see a single X-ray, baby. But but you can surely see the blues. Well, they tell me that Roy G. Biv is the color of the sun's light. When you put them all together, baby, somehow it comes out white. But you can see the blues in all the visible hues. Red, orange, yellow, and green, indigo and violet too. You can't see a thing in the infrared, but you can surely see the blues. Oh, it's late now for me, son. Colors shining up in the sky. Study all the wavelengths, baby. That's how they're classified. And you can see their blues. They have other energies too. The secrets in the starlight. The photons give us clues. You can measure all the microwaves, but you can surely see the blues. Somebody asks you any question about the light, you tell them most the spectrum, baby, is completely out of sight. But you can see the blues and all the visible hues. The electromagnetic spectrum, they're the energies that we use. Can't see the battle UV rays, but you can surely see the blues.
Let's see, we've only recorded two so far. I've written 10. I want 12. So I've got to write a couple more. But, oh, the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the way that we lean. So that's another one. You want to play some of it?
Okay.
The changes of seasons affect all of life. The reasons aren't easily seen. It all has to do with the angle of light. Yes, it's all in the way that we lean. Our mothership Earth keeps spinning around, creating each new day we see. The axis of spin isn't straight up and down. It tilts 23 some degrees. It's all in the way that we're leaning, my friend. It's all in the way that we lean. In winter and summer, the fall and the spring, it's all in the way that we lean. In summer, Earth's farther away from the sun. In winter, it's closer, they say. So distance just isn't why you freeze your buns. Your hemisphere's tilting away. The solstices happen 2 times per year, and so do the equinox days. Those words relate to positions, my dear, of the sun-earth relation in space. Oh, it's all in the way that we're all in the way that we lean.
Good food.
Mm-hmm. Right, so what do you do up in Dyer, Rocky?
As little as possible. And take care of everything. I mean, if anything breaks, I have to fix it.
Hey, you know what? That's it for Snacks for the Brain this week, because I want to keep them short enough for you to enjoy and listen to in one quick commute. Check out the website at www.vanderbilt.edu/CSO for more information on the efforts of Vanderbilt's Center for Science Outreach, and tune back in next week for Snacks for the Brain. We'll continue our interview with dynamic superintendent of Dyer Observatory, Rocky Alvey.
Bye, y'all.